This week on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Simon Constable, my colleague based in Edinburgh, Scotland, writing for The Wall Street Journal and Barron's and Forbes and other distinguished publications. But right now, an Edinburgh resident expecting the President of the United States within days, in attendance of the Glasgow-based COP26, which is imminent. World leaders gathering to discuss ambitions, climate change expectations over these next years. Mr. Xi and Mr. Putin will not attend, but Mr. Biden will be there and Boris Johnson will be there. And we care a deal about how they're received and how their messages are received and how the promises are received. However, we must attend to what looks to be the gathering of, in the 60s, we would have called this the usual demos. But it's not, because there are fresh young people who are committed to climate change in some fashion and believe that the world leadership is moving too slowly or not at all. In Britain, it's called Extinction Rebellion. Chief amongst it are young people who dress in red-dyed gowns. They may all be female, they may all be male, I can't tell, because they're masked in an operatic fashion, white face on their masks, and they hold a gloved red hand in the air as they walk in a funeral dirge pace. This is to demonstrate that there is trouble ahead. Oftentimes there's trouble in the presence of these young people because they're blocking traffic. I know within these last days we've had an event that looked like it in New York, in the west side of New York, and there were people representing Extinction Rebellion, but it's early days for that in the U.S. In the U.K., it's quite advanced. I remember in these last weeks there was an event in London blocking traffic. I believe there was an old commuter bus that had been taken over with signs painted on the side. So, Simon, have you seen Extinction Rebellion in Edinburgh yet? And is Glasgow, you know it very well, I've visited a few times many decades ago, is Glasgow arranged so that Extinction Rebellion can be satisfied, that it's demonstrated without blocking major traffic? Is Glasgow arranged so you can avoid trouble?
Well, it's interesting. I think Extinction Rebellion is a committed group that will not be put off by the rain. A lot of protesters would not want to come out if it was a rainy day, Scottish rain beating down on them. But I think this Extinction Rebellion and the other rebellion groups will be wanting to get out there. And yes, the irony here is that they will disrupt traffic, and there'll be lots of vehicles out there idling their engines waiting for protesters to pass. And as they're doing that, they will be polluting the atmosphere. So it's a bit of an irony that people wanting more action on the climate are actually going to help ruin the climate, at least for that day, and maybe a bit longer. I think the roads to and from Glasgow will be absolutely clogged during this period. There will be a lot of security brought in. There are a lot of very important folks from a lot of different countries who will come with their own security. This is going to be it's going to make the UN situation in September, in every September in New York when the UN meets the General Assembly. We know that the traffic in New York gets clogged. This is going to be worse because we're not used to it. We're not used to having that many people and that many dignitaries showing up all at once in one place. This will be very interesting.
I mentioned there's a subset of Extinction Rebellion called Animal Rebellion. And in these last days, some members of Animal Rebellion have climbed the front of a ministry, the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs in London, and displayed a banner that read, COP, COP, invest in a plant-based future. These are people whose express wish is to defund meat, not defund fossil fuels, defund meat. So they will also be participating, we're told, in the demonstrations in Glasgow. Wonderful. However, at the same time, Glasgow is a town that welcomes all comers. It's a big industrial town, but it's also famous for its artists and its intellectual center. It has many beautiful old buildings, a riverfront. At the same time, it has some rules. And in London, they've published some of these rules, and Simon's going to help me tell these rules. For example, there is an item in the London papers suggesting to those who attend Glasgow as demonstrators to be very careful about how you refer to football teams, a.k.a. soccer teams. In Glasgow, the team is the Glasgow Celtic. The team, color green, not a surprise. In Edinburgh, where Simon is, the team is the Edinburgh Rangers. The color, as I remember it, is not quite dark red. It's more maroon. But in any event, Rangers and Celtic are the big rivalry, like the Red Sox and the Yankees, or the Dodgers and the Giants. And the recommendation from the London papers is, if you go into a pub, do not speak of the Rangers favorably or at all. And Simon, you tell me it's best not to wear your colors, your booster colors anywhere in a pub, because it can be misunderstood if you're in Glasgow.
Absolutely can, and it can also be misunderstood if you're in Edinburgh too. There is a sectarian divide along the lines of religion when it comes to football teams here in Scotland and on certain bits of the west coast of England too.
We have 30 seconds, Simon. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you don't want to get in the way of people's beliefs on religion or football in Scotland, and in fact, they are often one and the same. So don't do it. Don't mention football. Just smile. Cheers. Cheer the teams on, and just say as little as possible.
Remember, this is big time football season in the Great Britain, and my experience in Edinburgh is that it's taken extremely seriously. Simon Constable, in Edinburgh, Scotland, waiting for COP26 to show up and clog the traffic. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are,
and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Sheba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Sheba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Sheba.com.